Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 Parking Circuit, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9. Responding to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the pivot 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 Parking Structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 Parking Structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening and welcome to another great edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad that you have joined us this Monday, June the 25th, 2012. I'm your host for this episode and all those that will follow and all those that were, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security police association. Glad you've joined us tonight. We've got a great show planned for you. This is part two of Use of Force, and we've got a couple of great guests that will be joining me in just a few moments. We're going to dissect some situations that have happened recently where security officers have been involved in excessive use of force and actually been charged with murder and manslaughter, and we're going to look at a couple of other recent events, the extremes in the use of force. As we know, armed confrontations are increasing every day. In fact, in the last 10 years, sevenfold, we are really seeing a lot of use of force. I'm sure that some of you are out there thinking, I don't use force unless I have to. I guess I've got enough training. But really, what we have found, 9 times out of 10, when a security officer uses excessive force, it always comes down to 1 of 3 things. 1, inexperience. 2, a lack of proper training. And 3, the quality of the person. It basically is just, it just boils down to that. But we'll be talking to Carl Daughtry and Dan Meadows, both professional firearms and security law enforcement trainers, coming up in the next segment. We'll be talking about use of force. And, last week we had a great segment from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center down in Georgia. And we hope that you were able to catch that. If not, that episode is available for you to listen to 24/7. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a great series on how to articulate a use of force incident, whether it be deadly force or non-deadly. It's something that you need to know how to do is put it down on paper. So check that out also. Coming up this Wednesday also, we have a great program where we'll be talking about mall security in a two-part series, how it's nothing like the TV or all of those silly movies that have been made in the last few years depicting mall security cops as a bunch of goofs. You won't want to miss this Wednesday as we talk to a canine mall security team. It's going to be fun. Join us on the LP Zone Wednesday, 3 p.m. I've got a lot of information for you. We've already have a couple of emails to go through. Arthur wants to know about the media, how he can help. He's got some contacts in the media. And yes, we're definitely still on the media blitz. We've got several more interviews coming up with a number of radio and TV and also newspapers coming up in the next week. and we will continue the media blitz, letting people know, not only the general public, the media, and law enforcement, letting folks know about the changing times of private security, the number of injuries, assaults, and deaths associated now with this industry is just really astounding. I don't think people understand or realize. And we're getting that message out as we prepare for the Private Officer Memorial Week on the third week of September every year from the 16th to the 22nd this year. Be sure to be ready to take a moment to recognize and honor those who have been killed serving, protecting life and property. And we'll also be sponsoring a great cross-country memorial ride, and we challenge you to be involved every way possible. In fact, there's a challenge going on right now on the forums for you to give $100. If you're a member, a listener, you're a forums member, get involved. Help us with this definitely worthy project. Donate $100. Some of you, it may be nothing to do. Others, it may be really a challenge. It may be hard. But I think that everyone can do it. We've still got a few months left, and I challenge you to put together that sponsorship of $100, $50 if you can. And, of course, any donations will be accepted. So the challenge has been thrown out there. We really want you, our listeners, the participants. We've got thousands, literally thousands of people who follow us on the blogs, Facebook, listen to the radio shows that aren't members. And we'd like for you to be involved this time around. We really need your support financially to get this event up and off the ground, so to speak, as we roll through the country, getting the word out, holding a number of press conferences, and really saluting those killed in the line of duty. And this is a worthy cause. We hope that you'll get behind it and support it, because without your support, it'll be stuck. You know, we won't be able to do it. So we really want to put the challenge out there that if you are a listener, if you are on the forums, if you follow our news blogs, you're on our social media, and you're not yet a member, we really hope that you'll become a member and that you'll help sponsor this financially. We really need your assistance. Go to www.privateofficer.com today. I got another email from Danny. Danny wants to know some information about the caravan, and we're going to be sending that out in the upcoming weeks. We've got another email from Michael, interested in getting information about sponsoring a chapter. And Michael, all that you have to do is go to our website at www.privateofficer/chapter. Listen to that audio clip first, and then contact us, and we will follow up with a conference call. We'll put some information out there to assist you to get together everything that you'll need to do to get a chapter up and running in your hometown. So many folks are interested in doing lots of things for the private security industry, and we're really elated, just really happy about that, and glad that there's so many folks willing to step up to the plate, and we hope that you will too. While we're on the air, you can always send me an email like these folks have at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also submit any news, any questions, training events coming up, or promotions that have happened within your company or area. We'll be glad to announce it completely free, no charge whatsoever. You can also follow us 24/7 on the web. We have quite a footprint these days, growing all the time. Follow us simply by going to our main website at www.privateofficer.com. Right there from the homepage, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. You can check out our news blog, which is updated several times a day. You can also listen to all of our radio programs. They are stored there forever. And you can also Be part of our own forums with about 800 members across the country and around the world now in all facets of the security and law enforcement industry. Great networking location, great information source and training, lots of training going on. All of that is absolutely free. Go to our main website after the radio show, privateofficer.com, and link on those sites today. That's the easiest way to follow us across the web 24/7 whenever you are available. We're also looking for some hosts. If you'd like to be a host of your own radio show right now, you can piggyback off from our show by starting your own hour show weekly or monthly or biweekly. If you'd like more information, send an email to radio@privateofficer.com. You can just about, you know, discuss almost anything. You know, we've had a few kind of weird subjects come in, but anything security, loss prevention, law enforcement, or, you know, emergency services, public safety, that kind of industry, we'd love for you to be a host here on the POI Radio Network. You can also be a guest on one of our shows simply by sending me an email at radio@privateofficer.com and a little information on your subject matter, and we'll schedule you in. No problem at all. We have a lot to talk about tonight. I do want to get quickly over to the birthdays, and we got some awards to announce. Let me see here. Oh, yes. Happy birthday going out today to Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Jacqueline Rogers, the secretary of the chapter in Nashville, has turned 26, a young 26. Stacy Longman, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 34. Jack Featherman, Tucson, Arizona, 55 years young. Casey Little in Raleigh, North Carolina, 30. For the second time, he says. Nicholas Michael Gray in Keene, New Hampshire, 42, and Lonnie Holson, 29, in Reading, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope that you've really enjoyed your special day. I'd like to recognize a couple of folks who recently received awards also. Michael Wright in Canton, Ohio, received a meritorious award for his involvement in apprehending several burglary suspects. Kevin LeBrec in Rockaway, New York, received an Excellence in Action for his professionalism and support with his company. And Patricia Overman in New Brunswick, Canada, I believe it is, also received an award, Excellence in Action. So today we recognize all those folks having a birthday and all those people that have won an award. And I'm telling you, we really want to recognize you. So if we haven't heard anything about your situation and you've been involved, definitely, definitely let us know, because we want to recognize you. And without that notification, we won't know otherwise. So congratulations, everybody. It's great to have folks getting recognition, isn't it? It's great to have people celebrating with us, and we're glad that they are. We have a few folks interested in calling in, and we're going to take a couple of calls. If you're interested in talking to the trainers that will be on, you might want to wait to call until after their segment or while they're on. But let's take a few calls. You're on the Private Officer Talk Radio. How can I help you?
Hey, this is OP.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I had a story about an incident I had with a cop, and I want to give some background info, and then I'll get to the story.
Okay, what happened?
All right. Well, it all started when I was like 13. I never even met my dad, and my only friend was until I was like 10 was a faggot prick.
Ah, prankster. You're on the Private Officer Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I just wanted to tell you something. There was this gang of black people in my neighborhood the other day.
Oh, we're having lots of pranksters tonight. That's something new. All right, we're going to go ahead here and move on with our radio program. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and sort some of these folks out. We'll be right back.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today, in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without. Going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
What's the first thing you think of when I say security, law enforcement, and medical training? I think of Public Safety Training Incorporated. For security law enforcement training classes like pepper spray, tactical handcuffing, anti-terrorism, basic baton skills, guard card and firearm classes, and taser device courses. Or medical training classes like CPR and AED for adults, children, and infants, or CPR for healthcare providers, first aid, bloodborne pathogens, and wilderness first aid. And many more classes like California, Utah, and Florida concealed weapons certificates. So if you're thinking the same thing I am, give Public Safety Incorporated a call at 805-556-4450. Or check out Public Safety Incorporated's webpage at pstrainingpros.com. Don't forget, we're an NRA-accredited school, and we're a proud sponsor of On the Firing Line with Jim, Jason, and Joe. So give us a call at 805-556-4450.
We're back here on the air on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network tonight, talking about the use of force in part two. And it looks like we've got a couple of goofballs hanging out with us tonight, but makes the night exciting, I guess. We do want to tell you about a few things that are going on. Also, we need to bring you up to speed right now. We do have some breaking news also happening out of Denver, Colorado. Law enforcement officer was killed over the weekend. Selena Hollis was shot in the head. Off-duty officer working special duty at the Jazz Fest was breaking up a fight when she was killed, unfortunately shot in the head. Police do not have a suspect in custody. Also, this weekend, 3 security officers were shot. Security officer in Chicago, Illinois, shot while breaking up a disturbance. A security officer in Atlanta, Georgia, responding to a robbery. He arrived on scene and was shot by the suspect. He is in good condition. He was shot in the foot and leg. A security officer in St. Louis was shot over the weekend at an apartment complex. More information on that still coming in. We have also breaking news coming out of Louisiana. Security officer there was injured by a vehicle during a shoplifting incident. And we have a lot of breaking news coming in right now. It looks like we've got some incidents happen in Michigan as well. And we're going to check the wires on that and get back to you as soon as possible. That has been the breaking news for this hour, and like I said, we will be checking in with the wire here again before we go off air to update you on any breaking news. Also tonight, I do want to mention that we do have a number of new member benefits that we've been announcing over the last few weeks. We've got great benefits. We've been able to negotiate with a couple of credit unions that normally they just don't take security companies or agencies or even associations, but we have been able to work with them, and our members will have the benefit of not one but two credit unions, and we'll be sending that information out to all of our members this coming week. We also have a conference call coming up this week. If you are on our email list, then you probably have received the email that was sent out this weekend, but if you did not, then we do have a conference call coming up this week. It'll be, if you don't have a chapter in your area yet, but you'd like some more information, join us this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. A lot of folks get that incorrect, and they call it all hours depending on, you know, where they're located, because we have members around the country. But you can call in Eastern time, 7 p.m., area code 712-432-0800, and you'll need a PIN number, and that's 843-081, PIN number 843-081. Now, if you're one of the lucky ones and you live in the Baltimore, Maryland, Dallas, Texas, Hartford, Connecticut, Central or Tidewater areas of Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, or even in Ontario, Canada, well, we do have chapters opening there. In fact, we're just about at the brink of opening several of them right now. So be sure, if you are living in that area, to send us a heads up at helpdeskprivateofficer.com, helpdeskprivateofficer.com, so that we can keep you in the loop, you know, and let you know when the next or when the first meeting is going to be. And usually what we do is we have a conference call and we get everybody on the same page, and then we have an initial informational meeting, and we get everybody involved that wants to be involved. And we've really had a lot of great folks recently interested in starting chapters. So that's what happens. So if you live in any of those areas, be sure to send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Also, we have a couple of seminars happening. If you live in the greater Nashville, Tennessee area, or the greater Charlotte, North Carolina area, we have a hands-on, situational, skill-based, scenario-based training for use of force and emergency response coming up in Nashville, Tennessee, and Charlotte, North Carolina next month. We'll be sending out emails regarding dates and times. If you are a Private Officer International member, your cost is just $25. If you are a non-member, your cost is $49.95, which is extremely reasonable and low cost compared to what most trainers charge, for this type of training. So if you're interested and you live in the Charlotte metro, or, you know, even outside of the state of Charlotte, you live in Virginia, South Carolina, someplace, wherever, and you want to be part of this training, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com or the help desk. Just send it to helpdeskprivateofficer.com. Anytime you have any questions at all, If you send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, believe me, it'll go to the right person. So if you live in the Nashville, Tennessee area, the Charlotte area, or any place else, and you're interested in being involved in this skill-based hands-on training, be sure to send us an email at helpdeskprivateofficer.com. We have an email, looks like, from Oscar, and Oscar's very interested in helping in the memorial ride, and we don't have the exact mapping of where it's going to go completely. We know pretty much it's going to head, you know, east to west and zigzag through the center of the country and back north, but we'll have all that information coming up very, very soon as we finalize all of that. But if you are interested in helping financially or you want to be part of the caravan, please send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com so we can get you involved. We announced last week that we've added a few other member benefits. The cruise discounts, Jonathan Walton, a very dedicated long-term member of Private Officer International, is a private security professional and a travel agent owner of a company. And he has been gracious enough to offer some great discounts to our members. So you might want to go to our website at privateofficer.com and go over to the members only page and check those discounts out. If you need a, you know, a little trip, a little time away, like I do. But I think it was excellent that he volunteered to do that. And we hope that, you know, some of you folks get a chance to go out and enjoy some of that great cruising. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the use of force.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Yep, I'm at the high school, no pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
All right, we are back on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to call in and, you know, and you have any questions for us about training or about the use of force, we do have a couple of great trainers that will be on here momentarily with us. We'll be talking in part two here about the use of force and going over some recent situations that have happened, unfortunately. And, you know, if you'd like to talk with them, they'll be on here momentarily. If you would like to ask me any questions about, you know, chapters or other things happening, feel free to call in now at area code 347-426-3807, and we'll take a couple of calls. And then we're going to move into our next segment as we talk about the use of force. And also talk with our great guest coming in here momentarily. Again, if you'd like to ask any questions on the chapters or anything like that, feel free. The number is area code 347-426-3807. And I have a couple of emails we're going to quickly scan through. as we wait for anyone who would like to join in the conversation tonight. We will be waiting on our guest here momentarily. All right. Eric has also asked that we talk a little bit more in detail about the extent of the security officers being injured and killed. He's been in the security industry now for 27 years, and he has seen in the state of New Jersey security officers being assaulted, not too often killed, luckily, but he has seen a rise in assaults there in New Jersey, and that's pretty typical of nationwide. We are seeing a steady increase in assaults on security officers, both armed and unarmed, and as well as armed confrontations. A lot of assaults happening in the retail area, a lot of loss prevention and mall security officers being assaulted, more today than back in the day when I was in loss prevention. And unfortunately, you know, we don't see any end in sight. We see this really continuing and increasing as time goes out. And Stephen also has emailed in, and he wanted some more information on the Independent Marketing Associate. Well, I haven't really talked about that tonight, but we do have a program where our members can make a part-time or even a full-time living by selling all of the services, not just membership, but also all of our training, all of our business services, our online training courses, and even college courses, college programs, as well as our other business services. We are putting together a video that we will have posted within the next few weeks. And we'll be doing a follow-up training conference call or a video call on that, and we'll be announcing that coming up shortly. But if you are interested in making some income, either part-time or full-time, and you really believe in what we do and the services that we provide and the products, this might be something right up your alley. So be sure to be checking out the email box coming up in the next few weeks. We will be getting that video together and getting that information out to you. And I know we've had quite a response, and a lot of folks are interested in doing this. And we're certainly looking forward to the benefit that it will have. Someone asked a while back if this is going to be like Mary Kay or Avon. No, not quite. It's going to be an opportunity where you can be a marketing rep and be able to approach businesses as well as individuals and market all of our memberships, our training, our services, and our products, which grow, you know, quite frequently. We're constantly adding things to our program, to our products, and this will give you an opportunity to make some jingle, as they say. So if you'd like to call in and ask any questions while we're waiting for our guests, please feel free to do that. Area code 347-426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. And our guest should be calling here momentarily, I would suspect. Otherwise, we'll have to call them and get on their case. But we have a lot of services, a lot of things that we sell, a lot of products, and, you know, normally you don't have access to that. As a member, normally you just sell memberships, you know, you do some referrals and help to get people acclimated to the Private Officer International and all that we do. But now you will have a chance. You'll have a chance to market it all as an independent marketing associate. So I think this will be really great for you and great for Private Officer International. I also want to mention that if you are one of those news hounds kind of folks and you like the news, anytime that you see news happening in your area, be sure to let us know. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Give us a heads up on anything happening so that we can get that information posted out to our members and our followers across the web. And believe it or not, we have another email. Oh, one of our longtime members, Toby, is just emailed and wanted to congratulate us on some recent awards that we won for our training and our website. He had been out of town and hadn't had a chance to do that. So thanks, Toby, for writing in. And we did win a couple of awards recently for our training online and our website. So it's good to be recognized. And, of course, the media has recently recognized us as well as being the go-to association or information source. We are waiting here for our guest to call in, and we'll be right back in just a moment. We are back. We are going to be talking tonight here in part two about the use of force. And as we've been talking over the last 3 weeks now, you know, the use of force has really increased substantially. It used to be a 30-70 rule, and that was 30% of private security was armed, 70% was unarmed. But today, we are almost at 50-50. Almost 50% of private security is armed. We're talking uniform security. And we're seeing that this really is necessitated by the increased demand from clients across the country. Many clients now are requesting, you know, armed security. Back 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, most clients wanted unarmed security. They wanted people to observe and report. They didn't want any real interaction. They didn't really want any enforcement. They didn't want any, you know, too much hands-on kind of thing because they were concerned about the liability aspect. All of that has changed. And many clients, many folks across the country in all types of industries and businesses and residential communities now are looking for the more experienced security officer, the more armed security officer to do a lot more than observe and report. Many security officers across the country now are very involved in investigate, apprehend, challenge the suspect, enforce the company policy and the law. And we're seeing this more and more, especially with the decrease number of law enforcement, with the layoffs, with the budget cuts, with the constraints in law enforcement. We're seeing that security officers are being asked to do more with less. Certainly no more training, definitely, you know, no higher wages. And this is really the cause of not only the increase in the use of force, but also the increase in the incidence of assaults and even deaths, because security officers really are not properly trained for this type of environment. You might say, well, I'm a security officer, and in my state we have 40 hours of training. I'm a security officer in California. You know, we have 60 hours of training. That may sound like a lot, and it may be a lot for somebody who's observing and reporting. But when you are talking about security officers becoming hands-on when they are challenging, investigating, detaining, and arresting, and even transporting prisoners in some states, 40, 50, 60 hours is not, I don't think, in my opinion, going to cut it. You are primarily doing a law enforcement type duty. Law enforcement generally across the country, the academies run between 560 and 640 hours minimal training requirements to graduate from the academy. You as a security officer are carrying weapons, investigating, challenging. You're able to search people on private property. You're able to make certain arrests on private property, detentions. We really need to know a lot more than we do these days. You know, the security industry is not what it used to be, as we keep saying, and we really need to have a more experienced and trained officer in these environments. It's okay to have the 25, 40-hour trained officer in the entry level and the access control point, but for somebody who's out in general patrol, somebody who's out in a Section 8 low housing complex, somebody who's in a area where there's a high instance of crime, somebody who's out actively, aggressively looking to fight crime, to sink their teeth in, as it were, we really need to have our personnel train more. And we really have to begin to look at what their job, you know, duties are, what the scope of authority is expected of them, you know, what is it that they're doing. In today's private security industry, we have three levels of security, and we often talk about this. The observe and report still is around. We still have people doing entry-level unarmed security, and there'll always be a need for that. However, we have a lot of security officers who do a lot of other more aggressive hands-on enforcement type security and enforcement. And for that, we really need to step up our training requirements. We really need to have these folks more seasoned and experienced for their own well-being and for the safety of those that we're trying to protect. As more and more violent attacks on law enforcement and security is seen nationwide. Just last night, a security officer and a police officer on patrol were shot at. And, you know, the security officer was armed, and he and the law enforcement officer in California did return fire. They actually shot the suspect. We have a lot of use of force incidents, and unfortunately, not everyone is prepared for that. I've talked to a number of security officers involved in use of force. They always tell me the same thing. Well, I wasn't expecting it. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything but my job. I did what the client told me to do. I've got my training. I've got my guard card. That's a twofold issue. You have people who are trying to do the job. You have people who have complied with the amount of training required by the law. And you have people put in situations that, you know, they may or may not know how to handle, and all of a sudden, they're involved in a use of force situation. About 3 weeks ago in Birmingham, Alabama, a security officer, armed security officer at an in-town suite, was on patrol. He had been there for a number of weeks on duty at that post, and according to witnesses, he had done a so-so job, but that he was pretty aggressive. He got involved with a verbal confrontation with a resident, a tenant of the hotel, and before you know it, he's involved in a shooting incident with an unarmed person. He shot and killed a man and seriously wounded a woman. Again, these were unarmed. It was a confrontation, a verbal confrontation that got out of hand, and this security officer just did not know how to handle it. He did not know how to push back and get assistance, call 911. Poor training led to his arrest for murder and attempted murder. Unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of this. Also, about 3 weeks ago, two security officers, one in Florida, one in Indiana, also arrested. Another security officer arrested in Pennsylvania for murder, second-degree murder, because they were involved in confrontations with unarmed persons. Right now, there's about 8 or 9 security officers in prison serving a long sentence, anywhere from 5 to 15, for attempted murder or manslaughter because they were involved in situations where they use excessive force. I guess my message tonight would be that we really need to understand not only the levels of force, but exactly when to use that level of force. And as we heard last week in part one, although many places will teach levels of force in the force continuum, you're in situations where you really don't have time to think about what level you need to use. That's where experience comes in. That's where training kicks in. We have to understand, and sometimes it's not through book knowledge, sometimes it's through experience actually being out there. We have to understand how to evaluate the situation, how to evaluate our response, and how to act immediately, all within seconds or less, to a situation. And a lot of times, you just don't, you know, have that time to think back or to second guess. We really need to have a lot more training, a lot more hands-on training. We're going to take a moment here, and we'll be right back.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best...
or reflective, please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
All right, Dan, you on the air with me there? All right, Dan, we on the air together now? Hello?
Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, can
Greg.
You hear me? Hello?
Greg, can you hear me? Greg, can you hear me?